What's going on in our world today? It's on fire. The map of the Middle East is being redrawn in blood. God's institution of marriage is being redefined by governments of men. Being a man or a woman is simply a state of mind, according to the prevailing ethos of the day. Christians are being persecuted around the world. The nation of Israel is under worldwide political, if not yet military, siege. Antisemitism is on the rise again, just decades after the Holocaust. The world is calling evil good and good evil. 58 million unborn children have been sacrificed on the altars of Baal. Morality is being inverted. It's like living in an alternate universe. We've moved into bizarro world, where up is down, left is right, and in is out. Wrong is now right, and right is now wrong. It just takes a little time and a little reconditioning for people to invert their beliefs, discard ancient truths, adopt convenient lies and falsehoods. It's easy when you remove God, the author of right and wrong, from the equation and replace him with a new human-centered mythology. While our once Christian culture is rapidly being turned on its head, where has the Gentile church gone? Have any of you wondered where the salt and light are? Are you as surprised as I am at how muted the opposition has been in this formerly Christian nation? It is as if our Christian leaders have been gagged, left speechless, kidnapped, or prematurely raptured. These are unmistakable signs of the times, precisely those one would expect when reading the end times prophecies of Matthew chapter 24, Luke chapter 21, and 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. We're living in times that require a deep and well-grounded faith. We are going to see a great falling away, potentially millions whose faith is not as solid as a rock. Our faith needs to be tested and true, like the faith of those in the first century. It was nearly 2,000 years ago that Jewish followers of Jesus the Messiah, or Yeshua HaMashiach, turned the world upside down for God, launching the most important social and spiritual revolution in the history of humanity. It was that group of believers who, in a radical way, introduced the gospel to the world, including the Jewish world, the Gentile world, the pagan world, and the world of those with faith in the one true God. Believers everywhere should be indebted to those Messianic Jews, Paul and Peter, John and Matthew, and all the rest of them. Every original disciple of Jesus was Jewish, and in the first century, these Messianic Jews spread the good news all over the known world as rapidly and effectively as it has ever been spread. They did it without radio, television, books, cars, planes.